America inside the numbers. I have a theory about this. The numbers in question, most likely to get hurt at work this day of the week. The answer to the tease is Monday. That's the day you're most likely to get hurt at work. And the least likely is Friday. And my theory is because nobody works on Fridays.
Exactly.
Don't you think?
I thought about that. Mm-hmm. Monday, do you think you're feeling, if you're a Monday through Friday work, you're feeling more aggressive, like I'm rested, so you're more...
Maybe. Off the weekend.
Yeah. Like, I got to get things done. It's Monday.
And I think everybody shows up on Monday. It's after the weekend. It's like, okay, here, you know, I'm in. Fridays. Well, I'll tell you this. We're talking with Mark Brazel today at Post Show. He's the tournament director for the PGA event that's here in our area. And I'll bet it was 15 years ago. I was playing golf with him on a Friday. Yeah, I used to get invited out to the
course. Wow. Yeah,
whatever.
I'm so impressed.
Yep. Yeah.
You've seen the shirt he got, that the foot. We call it the Foot Joy Boys.
I'm wearing it.
He has it right here.
And
very nice.
So I got this shirt 18 years ago from Mark Brazel.
He gave it.
That's why I wore it today, because he gave it to me. And it's a Foot Joy Boys. So when I go into a store, so I like that shirt. I say Foot Joy Boy.
Mm-hmm.
And they're always...
I don't know what that means.
They back away from me.
Is that code for something?
Well, they think it's a... yes, they think I'm...
Proposition?
Yeah.
Is that something on the dark web?
I always say I'm a Foot Joy Boy.
I believe
it. Is that like the Epstein list or something?
Yeah, you don't see a lot of Foot Joy Boy clothing around anymore, yeah. But I sure do. That's what we were in charge of, the boys, the Foot Joy Boys. We would... they were the golfers, the young golfers. And I would play out there with them, you know, 9 holes, 18 holes with Brazel. And he would be making calls because he's in charge of getting the golfers to the golf course and everything, like the big names to play in this event. And he said to me 15 to 20 years ago, we were out there on a Friday. He said, you know what I've discovered doing this job? I said, what? He goes, nobody works on Fridays. Fridays, nobody's around. So you have way less likely, you're way less likely to get hurt on a Friday.
So it's just a numbers game at that.
Well, I think so, but I don't know why Monday is such a... It's the day, by far, you're most likely to get hurt at work.
Wouldn't you think here, Tuesday, would be the more likely day somebody would get injured, because that's when you guys have that meeting?
Yeah, I'm going to injure somebody, stab him with a fork or something.
Push him down the stairs.
You know, I wonder if Monday it's because you're groggy.
That's what I was thinking. You know, you're not as aware. Mm-hmm. You're dreading coming in.
Yeah, it's like the day after the time change when you're all... Yeah. You know, that might be like you've slept not as much, or you know, you go to bed late or whatever. It's Sunday night, you stay up late, and you're not as focused on work when you come in on Monday. I don't really know the reason, but they say you're like 3 times more likely to get hurt at work on a Monday.
Speaking of Foot Joy Boys, see what happened to Tiger Woods' son?
No, Charlie. No, what happened?
He's playing in the U.S. Junior Amateur.
Mm-hmm.
He was, I should say, yesterday. He went to swing right in the middle of his backswing. Some a-hole takes a very loud picture, causing him to miss swing, causing him to bogey the hole, and fall out of the playoff.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and I mean, it's clear as day. And you hear...
Did he get mad and turn?
Oh, he turned around and said, dude, really?
Oh, he did. Even that... How old is he?
15.
Maybe Shay's waving it off.
No. How do you take a loud picture?
Cameras make a lot of noise.
I get that, but it's not like he's not used to that. It happens every time he takes a shot.
In the backswing?
Yes.
It's quiet on a phone. This is like a...
There are cameramen. He's been around with cameramen taking pictures of him while he's hit. Mm-hmm. This is not a new thing.
Mm-hmm.
He's just finding a reason to complain about having a bad shot.
Oh, you think...
Ooh.
So?
Yes.
Oh, you don't think... I haven't seen it. So
he should be used to this. This is not anything new.
Do you think they should get more used to... Who was it that chased the guy? Oh, Jerry Rice. You said he overreacted?
Yes.
That was just a little... charity thing, and somebody yelled in his backswing, like, Jerry.
Yeah, but that, to me...
Well, you guys have been to a golf tournament before, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, nobody makes a sound.
Mm-mm.
Well, no, they
hold,
don't.
They hold up the quiet.
You have to be quiet, but I just find it hard to believe that this is the first time this has happened to Charlie Woods.
Well, he's so young. He's only 15. I'm a little surprised he reacted like that at age 15. So is he a great golfer already, Charlie Woods?
He's okay.
Yeah. Like his father.
Yeah. He's definitely in the mix with, you know, the junior tournaments.
Mm-hmm. Is he going to be a Foot Joy Boy?
I don't know.
Is he a Foot Joy Boy?
I'm sure. Yeah. I mean,
will Tiger be walking the ropes, inside the ropes, with his son at a Foot Joy Boy event? I'll show him my shirt.
Bet you will.
I'll put on a FootJoy Boy shirt for sure. Here's the other injury story. This is America Inside the Numbers. More and more people are getting texting thumb, which is you text so much that your thumb becomes numb and difficult to bend.
I've had that.
That is the weakest thing I've ever heard in my life.
How long were you on your phone?
Numb thumb.
I got numb thumb.
You've never had your hand go numb from holding your phone so long?
No, I have not.
All right, I guess I'm in the minority.
Well, apparently it's a growing list that people are getting. Health experts are sounding the alarm. Texting thumb is a big thing now. Stiffness, throbbing near the thumb joint, even clicking when you move your thumb because we text so much. The smartphones are larger and heavier than they used to be, so to hold them in one hand and text, you got to move your thumb all around.
It is hard to hold them in one.
They are getting too big and heavy.
I liked that first size better. You could hold it in one hand and do your stuff. Now it seems to reach all over the screen, you know.
I feel like every few years we go from like we need something bigger, and then it's like, oh, this is too big, so we go back to the slim, and then people are like, I can't see on this, I need bigger, so we go back to bigger.
They should just have two options. You can get a small one, or you can get a big one.
Yeah, that would be. It's whichever size you want, but they don't do that.
Well, because the iPhone, you can get the Pro, which is bigger, but I still think this is a regular one, and it's too big.
It's big, it is, you're right. And I mean, you know, I'm a big guy. Biggie's a big guy. We have larger hands. Yeah. He's still got texting thumb. He got the numb thumb over there. Of course, I'm sure Biggie's doctor thought, well, beginning of diabetes. It wasn't.
No.
It was texting thumb.
Oh, you're here for the diabetes?
No. Texting thumb.
I'll have to remark this form. Sorry. Yeah. I've already checked diabetes. When they walk in, they check diabetes.
Oh, yeah. Right
we'll
away.
I didn't
pre-check that for you.
We don't even need to check your blood sugar, do we? It's high.
Actually, I don't have diabetes. What? Machine says you don't have diabetes.
They always take the test twice too. They'll be like, I don't think we got a good read.
There's no way we got a good read on this. Doctors say take breaks and switch hands.
Well, that's hard. I'm a right-handed texter. I can't suddenly switch to left.
Switch hands. You know, that's your weaker hand. You can't do that. Change up how you hold your phone. Switch hands. Use voice to text when possible to avoid the numb thumb.
I've never been a voice-to-text person. It feels weird.
I'm just now discovering it. It's actually pretty cool.
You like it?
It doesn't. And if you're not careful, it won't punctuate properly. You need to go back and check it.
Well, that's how I was propositioned by our colleague Joe up in sales.
Because she wanted to high-five you.
Yeah, we had sold some advertising, and she said in voice-to-text, hey, we sold the advertising to such and such. High-five me when you see me. But it read on my fine phone like, hey, we just sold the advertising. You can F me when you see me. And I was like, dang.
This is a pretty big client.
All
so.
Right.
I didn't know she was really into me. I was like, well, I had no idea. And she was like, you know, smiley face emoji. And I was like, oh, I didn't. Made it awkward between us, you know.
She does that a lot. She always sends the follow-up text. I'm sorry, I'm voice texting.
She does.
Yeah.
She does do that a lot. You're right.